Brian, why don't you just start out by explaining for those of us who aren't from originally from Carrollton what the spooktacular is?
Well, the spooktacular was an idea that me and two of my friends had. We basically were looking for a way to highlight and kind of showcase the new trail they put down along the creek there between the hospital and the track. You know, we used to think back to when we were younger, and there were several, well, at least a few haunted attractions throughout town. I believe the high school used to feature one out at Walnut Hills. There's a couple individuals in town. And, you know, those events just kind of had this staple that was always with us our entire lives, and there's nothing really like that. So my friend Jeremy Ford initially came to myself and Lil Shields and said, hey, we should maybe make a haunted attraction. And I was kind of like, oh, why stop there? Why don't we just turn it into a whole event, you know, a whole day type thing? So we kind of came up with a spooktacular. It's kind of more than one thing. It's a spooktacular, which is kind of a, you know, fall type festival thing. And then there's actually the Trail of Fears, which is the haunted attraction we do on Friday night and Saturday night.
And how long does the spooktacular or the Trail of Fears run?
We usually start at sunset, and last year we went till midnight. One thing we wanted to do last year and we didn't really get to is maybe like an hour or two before sunset have the trail open for younger kids, you know, kind of a less scary version, I guess. One of the things we pride ourselves in regards to the trail is, you know, it's really steeped in themes. It's not just, you know, someone jumping out from around a corner or whatever. Last year we had very themed sections. We had a farm theme section. We had a circus section. We had all these kind of themes and little storylines that you kind of went through. This year we're going to have that same element, but go even further with it. So we're pretty excited. We got some pretty good ideas.
All right. And now that the planning is in the stages, you're holding the meeting this week. Will you just tell me when and where that is and who you want to come?
Sure. We're having a meeting at the Round Table meeting this coming Tuesday. The Round Table meeting starts at 7, but we are going to meet prior at 6. And essentially what we're looking for is what we learned from last year is really difficult for just three people to handle. So what we want to do is start a couple committees. We've already got a couple people interested, but we're looking for a few more to kind of round those committees out. We want to have a committee solely for the spooktacular, and then a committee also for the Trail of Fears. And with the spooktacular, we're kind of adding more things. We're going to do a kind of a haunted theme 5K during the day. Of course, there's going to be games and vendors and free hay maze for the kids. You know, all those kind of things going on during the day at the spooktacular on Saturday. So, yeah, that's what we're doing at the meeting, basically. We're just looking for help and anyone interested to donate their time and talents.
All right, great. Well, Brian, how much did it cost about roughly last year to put this on?
How much did it cost?
Yes.
Like on our end?
Yes.
We received, I don't know if I should necessarily say an amount, but we received, it was solely done by donations, and just from the earnings, all the earnings we make from it go right back into it. There's going to be a couple different things we do this year. For instance, like the 5K, that's not going back into, that's actually going to go to a charity that we've yet to decide on. But as far as the earnings, we've made back, you know, well what we put into it in regards to the trail. But yeah, we received, you know, close to $2,000 in donations last year. So, pretty excited. And I think it showed on the trail. We really, you know, we did a lot for our dime.
All right. Well, Brian, do you have anything you'd like to add?
If you don't want to join a committee, but you have a skill like carpentry, you know, we did a lot of building last year. That kind of help is greatly appreciated. Throughout October, we did all our builds during the evenings leading up to it. And then a really big part is we need characters, which are essentially actors slash characters to be the characters. Per section last year, we needed about 10 per section. We had 4 sections. And that was even kind of small. We'd really like to go big with it. So anyone willing to get out there and scare their fellow citizens of Carrollton, that'd be greatly appreciated.
And how do people get in contact with those in charge if they're interested in that?
Well, they could always just swing by at the roundtable meeting. That's open to anyone. And then also we have a Facebook page, which they can find us there. And when we get closer to the event, as far as people acting or wanting to help out, we'll be sure to put our contacts in the newspaper and other forms of media.